Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. Now, I know there seems to be an endless spiral of bad stories coming from Hollywood, and we may see Hollywood as the dumpster fire that it is, but it is true, we still love movies. That being said, we desire the destruction and death of Hollywood, and the end of the reign of the evil and corrupt men and women telling these awful stories. We desire a rebirth of the film industry, through the telling of good stories that lead to Christ being glorified and one day reigning over the film industry. If you wish to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thepowellbros or follow the link in the show notes. There you'll gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews by The Powell Bros. And now, on with the show. All right, everybody, welcome back. We are here with another episode of Movie Chronicles, and we have a good amount of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the world of Hollywood and movies.
Yeah,
and
I guess might as well use this as a segue. Chronicles, might as well talk about Chronicles of Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia?
Okay. Yeah. Greta Gerwig, there's been a lot, because Greta Gerwig is directing.
Right. She's the Barbie. Is she the Barbie director?
Yeah, she's the Barbie director.
Okay.
I think it's, they're doing it through Netflix, aren't they? Is Netflix making it?
Yeah. Netflix has the rights to the Chronicles of Narnia.
And yeah.
Making the,
Are they starting with Lion, the Witch, and Wardrobe? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Are they going to do like they did, that other studio did, or are they going to start with like The Magician's Nephew or something?
Excuse me. I don't know what their start order they're doing it in.
Yeah. But anyway, there's been a lot, not necessarily bad things that I've heard, but I mean.
No, not yet.
Greta Gerwig is directing it, and she does have like all the control over it. She's saying she wants to stay true to what C.S. Lewis did, and she really wants to immerse the audience in like a world and all this stuff, which all sounds fine, but like, I just don't know. I'm just kind of waiting to see, hear all the wokeness.
Yeah. Just wait till the casting comes out.
Yeah. Yeah.
The White Witch will be black. Peter will be Asian.
yeah.
Edmund will be a woman.
yeah.
I don't know. I have zero cares in the world about this. I don't think anyone. I don't think these big studios should be touching Lord of the Rings and Chronicles of Narnia. It makes me so mad that that they even have the rights to it and that they've been taken away from Christians and from Christian filmmakers and. Yeah, like the first line of the Wardrobe movie. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't even know how. Do you know how they got the rights to it? Like, how is Netflix
control? No, I mean, Disney had the rights, and then 20th Century.
Well, like, how did that all come? Like, did they buy it from? Because I assume there's a C.S. Lewis estate that owned it.
Yeah, because I don't. I'm pretty sure they bought it from the C.S. Lewis estate.
That's the problem is that they sold it.
Right. Well, yeah. And there was, so when that sale was going on, there was a Christian filmmaker who wanted to buy the rights to it. But he needed the money in order to do it. And so he was going to a bunch of Christian investors and asking them, hey, like, please, let's invest in this. Let's get the rights to this so that we can make a good Chronicles of Narnia series of movies. But no one would do it. Mm. And so Disney ended up buying the rights. They did Lion, the Witch, and Wardrobe, which was a huge success and was really well done. I think was mostly true to the original story and captured a lot of the Christian themes in the book and kind of created a very magical, mystical world, and did a good job for the most part. And I think there was even some of the writers were believers, I believe. I could be wrong, but for the most part, it was good. And then Prince Caspian, which was fine, but came out at the wrong time, didn't make any money, and then I think they sold Disney like sold the rights either 20 it was either 20th Century Fox or it was just Walden Media. I know Walden Media was one of the production companies on the first movie and the second movie. So I can't remember, but somehow they sold the rights. Disney didn't want to do a third movie. Someone else did. It was awful. I do not like that movie. and then they were done. You know, there was talks about doing a silver chair next, but never did.
Yeah.
And so somewhere since then, Netflix bought the rights from whoever had them at that time. Yeah. So now they're going to do a whole series, a TV series on Netflix of the Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
So I have no hopes. I don't care. I don't want it. I don't want them to do it. I don't have any hope that they're going to do it justice.
Yeah. And
just whatever.
For sure.
It'll just be something to make fun of.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm very happy that the Tolkien estate still owns all of Tolkien's work, and that is just a very good thing that they're not selling it off like Narnia got sold off.
So what do you mean? Because Peter Jackson has, or whatever studio, or I guess New Line Cinema, don't they have the rights to?
They probably have rights to do stuff with it, but they don't own. Okay. They don't own the story of
Lord of the Rings. I think it might be the same thing that. Well, I have no idea.
I don't know.
But because like Amazon, they bought the rights to the appendix of The Return of the King, or a handful of the appendix.
Well, that was from all of it. Yeah, they bought it from the Tolkien estate though. For like millions,
bought it from them.
Yeah, for millions of dollars. So they own that, the rights to that. Oh, but I think like the New Line Cinema, I think it was like more of like a loaner. Like they were able to use it like when they made the Lord of the Rings. I don't know if they still have rights to even make another
movie. Well, there's been talks about doing a reboot.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That'd be terrible. I mean,
Be awful.
I mean, I don't know. Like, if they did could you do the Lord of the Rings trilogy better? In my opinion, yes. Meaning that you can do it more true to the books. I think as movies, they're incredible and almost flawless. But
it'd have to be to the books. Yeah, and the movies would have to be split up. It'd have to be six movies to be true to the books. To fit everything in and split it up the way Tolkien had the books originally. And
well, so this actually goes into another, you know, if we're talking about book adaptations, Warner Bros is doing, I think it's Warner Bros, HBO Max, whatever, is doing a Harry Potter series. Apparently they're like very close to announcing the lead who's playing Harry Potter.
Wow,
that one's gonna be interesting because J.K. Rowling has creative control, or I don't know about creative control, but it has a lot of say into what's happening with this with this show.
Yeah.
So that's promising. A lot of people are really furious about the fact that J.K. Rowling, the transphobe, is. Doing which it just makes me, it's so stupid. Like she's a flaming liberal, you know, she has very liberal views. She just had one thing that she said related to transgenders that made everyone's head catch on fire, and now everyone hates her. But which it's just so, it's so funny how they crucify their own so quickly. But anyways I mean I don't have any hopes of it being any good.
Just another loop into Hollywood cannot make a new story. Like they just can't. They reloop nothing original. They reloop everything they possibly can. Uh-huh. Anything that had any little bit of success in the past, they're relooping and making a new version of it or whatever. which a lot of people don't want. Like, people love the Harry Potter movies. People are obsessed with them. Like, there's huge, huge fan bases around those those movies, and they're adored by fans. And to make a new, to remake it, like, that just seems so wild to me. And it's because they tried to do a new story with the Fantastic Beasts, and it failed so badly because you guys, like, you weren't telling that great of a story, and then you went all political with it by getting, you know, by firing Johnny Depp and all these things, and you're getting so entangled into politics with it that people are like, you guys are horrible, we don't want to watch your movie anymore.
Right. And then you make Dumbledore have a past gay relationship with Grindelwald, and no one cares, no one wants to say that. Like, the only thing about the Harry Potter thing is that I think a TV show format, I think for most book adaptations, TV show formats are the way to go.
Yeah.
They did, I think it was Netflix did it with Series of Unfortunate Events. Yeah,
Series of Unfortunate Events is an amazing book adaptation that was very well done. It was a very good TV show format. It's my wife's favorite show. Like, it's her favorite show. She loves it.
Yeah, like, that was really well done. I just think that, like, at least now, I mean, like, making, you know, 8 Harry Potter movies again would be foolish. I would say making 3 Lord of the Rings or 6 Lord of the Rings movies would be foolish.
Chronicles of Narnia. No, it's not the time to make the Lord of the Rings. No. Like, it hasn't been long enough since the movies were made. We are in a horrible time in Hollywood where they would absolutely ruin it and completely ruin the image of the Lord of the Rings if they remade anything. I think another, you know, 20 years, hopefully the Christians have started to take over the film industry a little more and can actually make something really good. Like,
yeah,
that would be amazing.
Right. Well, yeah, and like, I do think the TV show format, at least for what we have, is the best way forward. Like, it would be fun to watch a Harry Potter TV show if there's no identity politics, they don't race swap characters, and they stay true to the books. I think there's a lot more of story that could be told from the books
They weren't going to
tell in the movies.
How much you want to bet Sirius Black is going to actually be black?
I don't know.
I'm so dumb. I guarantee it.
Who knows? I wouldn't be surprised. I have a feeling that Hermione's going to be black or something.
I could see that.
Yeah, I don't know.
To do a ginger. Like, if they don't do a ginger.
Or if they don't.
Like...
No, they won't. They'll make the Weasleys black.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anyways, I don't know. The Chronicles of Narnia, I have zero hope for.
Yeah.
Greta, whatever her last name is,
she's not extremely left wing. She doesn't go overboard at all.
Right. Like, even Barbie. Because
she's got a Catholic kind of background. So she's got like that kind of mentality, and I think like with her Catholic background and Narnia, like she probably grew up with the Narnia books, like she probably grew up reading them and stuff, and so she probably has a love for them. So like that could be a good sign for the show, but with Netflix at hand, who knows? Like, who knows how much control she'll have? Who knows if she will make good choices or not?
Right.
Yeah. We can move on from that, I guess. Superman Legacy.
Yep.
Got its name.
Now Superman. Changed.
It's just now Superman. It's cleaner. Yep. You know how they in the Facebook movie Social Network. Remove the. It's cleaner. Remove Legacy. It's cleaner.
Sure. Right.
He said he.
Yeah, what do you think?
He said he. He said he. James Gunn said he made the first draft, and he's like, "This is Superman Legacy." And then by the time he submitted the final draft, he's like, "This is Superman," as if it's like some right. like profound new thing. Yeah. It's like, okay,
right. I would assume that there's a lot of baggage that comes with Superman Legacy because that's a long running comic book series. And so, like, you'd have to stay true to that comic book series if you're going to say, hey, we're doing a Superman Legacy movie. So, like, I get why they're doing Superman. This is a reboot. This is mm-hmm. completely new. We haven't gotten a Superman movie since Man of Steel. Or unless you want to say Batman vs. Superman. But and so, like, which would have been, like, over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Whenever Man of Steel came out. So, like, I get it. Superman makes sense. What'd you think of the new logo? Or the new shield. I thought
it was fine. Yeah, I mean, it kind of looked very... resembled a lot of Henry Cavill's, like...
Yeah, it had the kind of darker tones. It wasn't as bright as I thought it would be.
Yeah, for sure.
It seems like they're going a lot... Like, even with the Batman stuff that he's teased, it seems like this universe is going to be a little more brighter than obviously, Zack Snyder's universe. So it was interesting that they went more darker tone, even the colors on the mm-hmm. suit. So that'd be interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
What exactly?
For sure.
They're going for so. We'll find out. I don't know. It's coming out in July 25. There's been some things I've heard about it, some rumors. I'm taking those with a grain of salt. I don't think they're true. One being that Lois Lane is like the main character of the movie. I don't think that's what they're doing.
No, James Gunn wouldn't do that.
There's a lot of characters. That's one thing. Is like there's Hawk Girl. There's
every time I say that, like Hawk, like when hot, I say Hawkeye, hot. Like from Marvel,
Hawk guy.
Yeah. My wife always thinks I'm saying hot guy. And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm saying.
There's like two or three other heroes. I can't remember.
Yeah, there's like the guy with the T on his face. And like, it's not Titan. Is it
Titan?
Is it Titan?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think so.
He's got the T on his face. Is that guy? Yeah. And then...
And Lex Luthor will be the villain.
Lex Luthor,
I don't know. It's just a lot. Like, I'm really curious mm-hmm. to see how they're going to handle it. James Gunn's really good at making movies with a lot of heroes.
Yeah.
So it's pretty typical as we get to the Superman movie that there's going to be a lot of heroes. I just hope that they stay true to Superman, they do tell a good story, and they set up a universe that's compelling and we want to learn more mm-hmm. about and watch more of. And they take it slow. Please take it slow. Don't do what they did with Justice League and just take it one movie at a time, build the universe, tell a good story.
For sure.
That's all.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, we don't know a whole lot other than that. Like, mm-hmm. It's quite a bit that we know, but we don't know.
It's going to come out the story same much. Month as Fantastic Four, July of 25.
Yeah. That's funny.
It'll be interesting month.
Yeah.
Of heroes, superhero movies.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have something?
Dune. Have you seen the first Dune movie?
I haven't finished it. I started watching it, but I haven't finished it.
Really? Yeah, I was never into Dune.
No, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
What I've watched of Dune is all I've watched of Dune from the new movie.
Right.
Not the second but the other movie.
The original stuff, came out in, like, the 60s. It's based off a book, mm-hmm. very long book. It's just a sci-fi series and sci-fi book, sci-fi movies. And Dune 1 was pretty, for the most part, well-received by fans.
Mm-hmm.
And Dune 2 just came out this past week. And, I mean, people are... hyping it up like nothing else. Like, it right now, it has the highest rating on IMDb of any movie ever. It surpassed Shawshank Redemption, which has been number one for like 20 years or something.
Wow.
And so, jeez. So it's a pretty big deal. Though there hasn't been a whole lot of reviews out for it, or at least enough for us to say like, oh yeah, this is going to be the score. It's like a 9.4 or something, which is high. So it's and critically, it is getting a lot of love critically. Fans, there's been some fans that have issues with it just because of differences and with characters and differences from the book. You're always going to have, but for the most part, it stayed mostly true, and it's a good adaptation from what I've heard. And
wow,
it's sounds like a pretty big deal. And you know, everyone's saying you have to see it in IMAX. And I actually have not seen the first one. I've not been super interested in the universe.
And it's kind of, the reason I didn't finish it, one, it's a pretty long movie. It starts off pretty slow. I didn't have much interest in Dune because I'd never had any background with Dune. So I just got to cut out that time in my schedule to just sit down with a bowl of popcorn, just watch the movie. Speaking of popcorn, have you seen the bucket for that thing?
Oh, yes, I have.
What in the world? How many people approved that thing? Like, what?
Oh, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
It's ridiculous. It's been a big meme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a sandworm. Or whatever.
Yeah.
I do plan on watching Dune when I have time as well, and maybe that's something we'll review.
Yeah. For sure.
I kind of want to watch it just so I can go see Dune 2 because I've heard it's that good and it's worth the experience. It's a long movie. It's like the second one's like longer. It's I think it's 3 hours.
Oh wow.
But if you don't know, so Dune 1 and Dune Part 2 is the first book. So they broke the first book into two movies.
Oh, okay.
And then they're doing the second book is the third movie that's going to come out next. It's wow. Like it's called like Dune Messiah, I think, or something. So I don't know. I've heard that if you're not a Dune fan, it's hard to follow and it's hard to get into. But if you are a Dune fan, you're going to have issues with some of the changes and things that are made, but it's got a great cast. I mean, you got Timothy Chalamet, you have Zendaya, you have Josh Brolin, you have Dave Bautista, the guy who played Elvis in the newest Elvis movie. He's the villain, and apparently he has like he did an incredible job. I've heard heard people comparing it to like Jared Leto's Joker. So
he's a crazy good actor, though. Like
he's a good actor. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So I don't know. I want to watch it.
Yeah, you're getting me hyped up.
I just don't have time right now. But
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think if I did watch it, I'd want to watch it in IMAX. So like, I'd want to hurry up and get on that while it's still there. Might see if I can, but we'll see. Yeah. Cool.
Do you have an IMAX?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Omaha. I don't. I should have 2 hours to get an IMAX.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't Regal have an equivalent to IMAX? Like, they just call something
else. Not ours.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
We have a small theater.
Yeah. Well, to segue off of Superman, Henry Cavill joins the MCU in undisclosed role. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, the rumor is that he's playing a Cyclops in X-Men.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard possibilities of Dr. Doom.
Oh, right.
And
that would be interesting.
Some other hero. He's basically the Superman of the MCU. Like something I'd never heard of, but
yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember its name,
but yeah, I mean, that'd be kind of That'd be an interesting
right.
idea for Marvel to take him right. and put him in a Superman role.
I mean, you might as well, like, after James Gunn fired him.
Yeah.
Pick him up.
yeah.
Oh, he does play good Superman.
Yeah, well, definitely smart of them just picking him up at all for whatever role. Because fans love him, so.
I'm ready for him to be the next James Bond.
Yeah.
I hope that happens. I hope they do that.
Yeah.
To him, like, I know, like, one actor that people have talked about and thrown around as James Bond is Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though he's black, like, I feel like, he could do such a great job as James Bond.
Yeah, no, not because, like, this is, like, kind of goes to the Nick Fury thing, like, wouldn't be casting him because he's black. Well, they might because...
Well, they probably would.
They probably would, but...
yeah.
But
he also makes a good Bond.
yeah, there's a big fan, like, pushing almost for him to be the next James Bond because he would just fit that role so well. And many movies that he's been in that really show, like... I mean, he's a great actor, and there's roles, like, where he's kind of been similar to that. Even, like, I mean... He was kind of like a Superman in the Hobbs and Shaw movie, but he is kind of a similar, like, spy-ish type movie where,
yeah,
similar feel that he would just do so well as it. I completely would be on board for that. But I think if they could kind of capitalize on that, like, they'd be doing two birds with one stone, getting a great actor and getting a black character.
right.
But yeah.
Totally.
In their eyes, not ours. We don't care what his skin color is, as long as he fits the role right. well and does as a good actor. That's all we care about.
Exactly. Yeah, and, like, going back to Superman, apparently there was a leaked photo of the Superman suit before
James Gunn released heard it. About that.
But apparently that was fake.
Yeah. And James Gunn's I don't know why you guys all believed this was real.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, it looked pretty bad. It looked like the Superman 2 suit.
right. Well, it's like seeing that suit, like I feel like that would have, like, almost even fit the tone of what I'm expecting from this.
For sure.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that's Whatever. Definitely the tone I have for what I have in my head of what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Like, just very, very comic book accurate. Like, that's how I have it in my head. It's just, it's going to be like comic to screen.
Right.
Like, that's how I imagine how he's going to do this world. But yeah, it'll be very interesting.
And then Nicholas Holt, he plays Beast in X-Men movies, the newer X-Men movies. He's playing Lex Luthor. It'll be interesting. Like, I think he's a good actor. I don't know if I see him as a villain. But I'm sure he'll do a good job.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
Never mind.
I'm gonna cut that out.
okay. That's fine.
You can do a Patreon plug though if you want.
Yes. Go ahead and support us on Patreon if you want to get short 10-minute movie reviews of movies we're watching, or if you want to recommend a movie, please go and do that so we can review movies for you guys and just kind of do mini reviews of what we do on our normal show, and also just talk about, as we're doing superhero movies, Marvel movies, we're talking about Stan Lee cameos and end credit scenes and whatnot. So if you want to hear more of all that, please go ahead and support us over here on Patreon.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
One thing, did you hear about the Mandalorian game getting canceled?
Yeah.
So they literally, like, a couple weeks ago, they announced that they're working on an open world Mandalorian, not Din Djarin necessarily, but Mandalorian. I was thinking like Bounty Hunter type game.
Yeah.
The early, like, the PlayStation 2.
Oh yeah.
Bounty Hunter. Yeah. But anyways, they announced it or it got leaked, I think. And now we find out that EA is cutting back on a lot of things, and they canceled the game.
Yeah, well, they laid off like 200-something people.
Yeah.
And then it got canceled because of that.
Right. So, typical Disney Star Wars. If a project's announced, it's most likely going to get canceled. So, even the good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been so cool.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you saw the leaked... Oh, wait, no, it wasn't leaked. But there was a set photo of Venom 3. I think it was because they...
Really?
They finished filming, or they're almost finished filming. Uh-huh. Okay. But in the photo... Tom Hardy is wearing the same outfit he had in the end credit scene of No Way Home. So it's going to take place like right after, like immediately after.
Oh,
so it's going to be No Way Home, Venom 3.
Huh. Okay.
So like, cause he gets sent back. Yeah. Cause after he's at the bar, he gets sent back to his world. So then it's going to take place right at that point because he's wearing the same outfit. And you can see it very clearly. Like, it's a official photo. You can go look at it. He's wearing the same outfit.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thought that was interesting.
Cool. Yeah. So, I don't know if there's going to be... That. I don't know if that's hints that there's going to be ties to Spider-Man or...
Who knows?
Or not, but it gives us hope.
Yeah.
But the movie comes out the end of this...
Sort of.
Well, not even the end of this year. August, so...
This year, yeah.
Not... crazy long time from now, just the end of the summer.
Is Craven coming out before or after? I think it's before.
Or wait, does Craven come out in August? And something comes out in November. I think Craven comes out.
I think Craven's August.
Craven's August.
Venom 3
is November. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, superhero movies this year. We have Deadpool Wolverine in July. We have Craven in August and Venom in November.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting.
For sure.
I'll definitely go see them all.
Yeah. Did you have anything else?
I guess now that I think about it, going back to the video games, they're re-releasing, kind of, it's not a remaster, but it kind of is, Battlefront 2 on Xbox and PlayStation 5 and Switch. They're kind of re-releasing it on all platforms, and they're doing like 64 player multiplayer online whatnot.
Is this the original Battlefront 2 or the second Battlefront 2?
Oh, sorry, the original, like the old, like the first Battlefront 2. I'm excited about that. I'm gonna probably get it and I'll be playing it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think it comes out sometime in March, or it is March. And I think in like a week or two, so I'm excited.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so other than that, I don't think I have anything.
Yeah, I don't know if much else going on, but yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate your support. We enjoy going through all this with you guys and just talking about what's going on and what we're looking forward to, where these companies are making their faults and where they could be doing better and where we as Christians can be stepping it up and doing our part. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we appreciate you guys and look forward to next week. Thank you. Bye.
Yes. Thank you.